You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Hannah Naima McCluskey started Fearless Futures after leaving her job in finance, feeling there was something missing in the way the corporate world was addressing diversity and inclusion. Launched 4 years ago, Hannah and her team now run training programs to engage people in thinking critically about those issues. Here's Hannah with the story of Fearless Futures.
I'm mixed heritage. I'm Algerian British. To look at me, I'm white. My mum's experience of both feminism but also her experience of coming as a migrant Arab Muslim woman in the late 1970s to the UK has had a really big impact on how I understand and see the world through these issues of injustice. And it was through my work in investment banking, where I was heavily involved in diversity and inclusion work by night, I should say, because by day and also some of the night, I was an infrastructure finance debt advisor, so working with big pension funds and so on and structuring the debt for the acquisitions that they were making, I began to kind of see some of the cracks in the veneer of how a lot of diversity and inclusion work was done. And in truth, it's generally done in a very poor fashion that is very siloed in nature. Most organisations had, including the one I was at, agenda diversity program. What that generally meant and what it was code for was white, middle class, heterosexual, able-bodied, cisgender women. And it struck me that if all of our policies were focused on that very narrow niche group of women, somebody like my mum would not be seen. She would be invisibilised within that structure. It was through coming to understand my own relationship with my own heritage and a whole bunch of research predominantly written by women of colour scholars, bell hooks for example, Kimberly Crenshaw, who coined the phrase intersectionality, and others, including Arab feminists like Nawal al-Saldawi, who my mum is a huge fan of. In terms of understanding that and relationship to my own life, I saw something was amiss in this space, and I thought there could be another way of doing things in the inclusion world. I Googled a lot to try to find whether there was another organisation that I could join who was working both with young people and with adults in a way that was both intersectional, participative, and focused on the deep-rooted issues rather than superficial stuff, and couldn't find one. I had the financial means, because I had been an investment banker, to take what is quite a risky decision to start up something that I didn't really know how to do but knew needed to be done. And so Fearless Futures was kind of born out of that desire to do radical and important work in the inclusion space and to honour the lived experience of marginalisation of many people, not just the experiences of a very, very, very privileged minority. Our flagship programme is designed for inclusion, and that's 3.5 days with a half-day follow-up, which is obviously an extremely long amount of time. And even then, we tell people that it's just the beginning rather than the end. It's about how do we problem solve and engage in anything and everything that we're doing with an explicit focus on being anti-inequality, anti-injustice. The issues that we address and that come up are everything from microaggressions, so being kind of dismissed, delegitimised as a woman, as a woman of colour, as a person of colour, as somebody who isn't heterosexual, who's in the LGBTQ community, whatever it might be, the kind of the daily grind that occurs that is invisible to those people who just don't live that identity. So it ranges from that sort of everyday ism stuff through to much more structural issues around who gets promoted and who doesn't, who is perceived to be risky for that next promotion and who isn't, whose very ordinary work is seen as being glorified when it comes to bonus time, and who's going above and beyond and is still not getting rewarded like the other person. And so it's unpicking lots of those different layers that are all happening all of the time. We see our work being situated between both people and product, so supporting people to design new internal cultures for the ways in which they work, the ways in which all people can really belong, and also having a focus on external product, so the creative process, the strategy process, the process by which we design our external facing products, whether that's a new app or a new advert. The experiential nature of our work, I think, is what makes it really powerful and sustainable. People always are much more attached to the ideas that they've come up with rather than the ideas that people give them. And when people are able to surface insights themselves about something that's happened, and really importantly, they're able to hear their colleagues share about the experiences they've had of marginalisation or exclusion, we're moving outside of this idea of it being sort of theoretical and conceptual and actually saying, no, these are real and lived issues that are happening right now, right this moment in our organisations. And it's very rare that you'll find people who just don't want to act once they've been in those spaces, once they're given the tools. So those are practical tools that people then have for whatever it is that they're embarking on. You know, we've had people change jobs within their organisation through to bringing in policies that never existed beforehand, through to the very kind of micro shifts that happen. We don't like just leave people out in the dark once they've done it. We have a really strong community of all of the graduates of our programmes. We engage with people online via email. And there's follow-up meetups. Everything's rooted in that kind of sense of accountability and making the change that we've committed to actually have real-life outcomes in the world.
Thanks very much to Hannah Naima McCluskey for sharing the story of Fearless Futures with Monocle's Cassie Gelpin, who also mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.